Board's meeting to order at the Committee on Budget and Finance on Friday, September 28th, 2018, at 10:02 a.m. in the President's Conference Room of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Aziz.
Present.
Senator Burton.
Present.
Senator File.
Absence excused.
Senator Grant.
Present.
Senator McKinney.
Present.
Senator Hudson.
Tardy excused.
Senator Hughes.
Present.
Senator Sewell.
Present.
Senator Wilcox.
Present.
A quorum is present.
All right. From here, we'll move down to Agenda Item 3, public comment. And I know I have President Jackson on public comment, but she's actually going to speak during the legislation. But is there any other public comment? All right, seeing none, we'll move to Agenda Item 4, minutes. Okay. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from September 21st, 2018. Yes, Senator Wilcox.
I move to approve the minutes from September 21st, 2018 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, minutes approved. From here, we'll go straight down to Agenda Item 6, New Business, Item A, Financial Reviews. And to start off, we will hear from Andrea with Inside Magazine. Let me get this pulled up real quick. Sorry about this. And all the memos and everything are in the box.
And what sets us apart from other publications like Brush Fire and Sagebrush is we do super in-depth storytelling, like a lot of super cool in-depth features, we go to music festivals and be reporting there and stuff. And we have a lot of great opportunities for students to get involved with photography and design. That's one of the main elements that we like to include in our magazine. So, like I said, a lot of students be able to use Insight Magazine as a talking point for university issues and be informed on community entertainment, film files, music, and more. We also like to teach journalism and inspire students. We have workshops throughout the semester on how to create magazines with, like, you know, different Adobe programs. We have photography workshops and stuff, and we help students improve their writing. So, besides being like a form of like entertainment and news for students on campus, it's also a great stepping stone for photography, English, business, journalism, whatever major could be applicable to the magazine, as like a stepping stone for them to get experience in order to get internships and stuff too, which is pretty cool. Help me get internships and stuff. So we have a very small staff. It's me and 4 other people, and then we have a large pool of volunteers. Moving on to part 2, this is our budget for the year, so $15,000 will go into wages, $225 in fringe, $3,000 in travel, $200 in post, $13,500 in operations, gives a total budget of $31,925. So as you can see in part 3, the list of expenses so far, as of earlier this week, we've been super conservative with our money. That's in part because we're just about to finish printing our fall issues. So that's the operating cost, the $4,684. That's the cost to print 1,000 copies of our 50-page fall magazine that we'll be distributing in October. Other than that, we haven't spent a lot on marketing and promotional stuff because we have a lot of stickers and stuff like that left over from last year. So we haven't had to spend a lot of money on that. Wages is just a little over $2,000, and that's even included me working over summer. So we haven't spent a lot of money in wages, which is good because I'd like students to continue to work over winter break and over the spring and summer. But that being said, I'm going to be graduating this semester, so I would like to have the incoming editor be able to work alongside me for at least a few weeks, which would increase the amount of money we're spending towards the end of November and December. But I feel like it's a worthwhile investment just for them to understand how I operate stuff around Insight, learn how to manage volunteers and stuff, and learn how to even be involved in meetings like this and stuff. And then other than that, we haven't spent any money on travel because usually we attend like a collegiate journalism conference in the spring to like further train our staff and get their ideas and also enter different competitions and stuff, like national magazine teacher competitions. And then host, we will be spending money towards the end of the semester on our release party. So nothing too crazy right there. Yeah, as you can see, the money we have spent on wages so far was to create the fall issue, maintain like our social media presence over summer, attend different events and stuff, and then continue to produce online content. Yeah, and the money we've spent in operating so far was to purchase copies of the fall magazine. So moving on to plans for the rest of the year. Like I said, I'll be leaving in December. So as far as like the rest of the semester goes, we're going to be creating a 50-page digital magazine for a winter issue. So Insight, like I said, is quarterly, but to save money, we like to do a digital issue in the winter. In order to do that, it's $420 for our premium plan on this website called issue.com, and that's where we host the winter issue, which is substantially cheaper than, you know, the $4,000+ of a printed magazine. So I'd like to spend $120 for the winter magazine, and then along with that, $100 to create a marketing plan and pay for advertisements on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. That way we get more traffic for people to see the winter magazine. And then, like I said before, for wages, I'd like to allocate hours to training staff and a future editor-in-chief towards the end of the semester. And then after I'm gone, I'd like to leave $8,296 in the operating budget for the next editor-in-chief to produce the spring issue, which would cost relatively the same amount as the fall issue, and enough money to produce a smaller summer issue, which we did this past year, which was really successful and fun. And then whatever extra money is left over in the budget, they could use to replenish promotional materials like stickers or water bottles. But it's up to the next editor to make that decision, so I'd like to leave plenty of money for them to do that. Like I said, at the end of the semester, we're going to be using $100 from our host budget to rent out a venue or pay for food for our release party. We'll also be partnering with Brushfire and Wolfpack Radio for that, so the money will be split between the three of us. Like, we're going to use $100 from our host budget, they'll most likely use $100 from their budgets, and then we'll all combine funds to throw a party. And then as far as travel is concerned, I won't be touching that because the next editor will be planning the conference and stuff for the spring. But yeah, if you take a look at data, I think it's been awesome. Like, since we've increased the amount of staff hours and stuff, we've totally completed a lot more stories this past year than we did in 2016-2017. Just the number of stories by issue, you can see the number of photos and stuff. And just overall an increase in content, which is pretty great. Part of that's in part because we have some staff, but also we have a great pool of volunteers that our staff has been able to work with a lot, which has been super helpful. And then just our social media has slowly been growing. That's just a continual plan. It's just to keep those numbers going up and increasing our exposure and stuff. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That is the plan for the semester.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Open it up to questions from the committee now. Senator Burns.
So what you just mentioned about increasing your exposure, what sort of things are you guys doing right now to increase that around, you know, get student attention on the magazine?
Yeah, definitely. So we've been keeping better track of our distribution analytics. If you'd like, there's a spreadsheet that I can share with you that tracks like where we drop off copies of the magazine and where they're quickly picked up, rather than places where they just kind of sit there and accumulate. So that's been something we've been working on this past year, and also just like being really active on our social media pages, following new incoming students and stuff so they're aware of us, and then also like boosting Facebook posts and having Facebook advertisements. That way people who don't like our page but maybe like another page on campus, like the Winter Sports Club or something, will be notified of our magazine, and that helps them get interested in us and stuff like that.
Senator Aziz.
So the winter magazine is digital, and you pay for the yearly premium plan. Do you guys also put the other three issues?
Yeah, they're all on our website.
The winter one is just only on the website.
Yeah, exactly.
And I had a question. What are your wages in summer compared to fall and spring semesters?
Usually it's not anything too crazy. I think we maybe spent $1,000 total since the budget was renewed this year to like the beginning of school. It's usually me just working 10 to 15 hours a week, writing stories or publishing stories, stuff like that. And then usually like our staff writer would write one story every 2 weeks. That way we just continually have content on the website and stuff, so it's not completely dead over the summer.
Awesome. Is there any further questions from the committee? Seeing none, we thank you for your presentation. All right. Next up, we will be reviewing ASUN Center for Student Engagement. And Sandy, are you on this one? Awesome. I'll turn the time over to you.
And you've got the
problem. Yep. Hold up.
So the Center for Student Engagement exists to manage the day-to-day operations of all ASUN programs and services, student government, clubs and more, student publications, and all the civic learning and democratic initiatives. This year we actually adjusted our powers. We went back and looked at the data we've been collecting for the last 3 years. We are actually now open, at least the accounting office, is we're open 8 to 8 Monday through Thursday and 8 to 5 on Friday, and then Saturday 10 to 2. When we looked at our accounting office data, what we realized was that we weren't getting much traffic after 6 o'clock. So the accounting office is now only open from 8 to 6 o'clock. Part of the reason I did that is because y'all also created the Director of Elections, which is now working through the Center for Student Engagement. The wages are actually there. Instead of asking for an increase in the wages, we've been looking at the data, and I told Anne, I'm convinced if we go and follow the numbers that tell us we really should have the accounting office open, we can transfer those wages over, and then we get paid for the chair of elections. So that's why you didn't see an increase in wages this year. I love it when you can refer back to data and say, look, it's not happening. We can close, you know, a little bit early. Now, the Center for Student Engagement is being used, right? The publications are here. Officers are having meetings at the, you know, in the president's conference room. We've got students using the computers. That data does show that students are coming and going. What do we use the budget for? Has it been allocated so far this year? Employee wages, accounting services, front desk, special projects coordinators, the technology techs, all of them, and now the director of elections are all paid out of the CSC wages category. The professional staff, it pays all of the fringe and salaries for the administrative faculty and a one-state employee. Technology support, this account pays for all things technology. That includes the data plans for the iPads, TV monitors, things like surge protectors, the website hosting, computer software, Caspio, cable for the TV, website backup, get pulse. And when we get into the specifics of the details, you'll see it's kind of boring. It's actually all technology. Typically in the month of August and September, because we have to pay, for example, the Caspio license has to be paid up front. The Gimpulse license has to be paid up front, that kind of thing. Vehicles. Since a car and truck are used by all of ASUN and all the programs and services, everything comes out of the Center for Student Engagement. So the account pays for the gas or the maintenance of the vehicles. You're going to see that the two parking permits are in there. Yeah, pretty steep. It's like $950 for two parking permits. That being said, especially your programming boards, and maybe some of you have experience, it's really nice being able to have those vehicles parked back here. So then people got to go and go buy supplies and do that kind of thing. It works out really well. What you're also going to see in one of the expenses is somebody stole the battery out of the truck. So yeah, it's stuff like that. Okay, we got to go buy a battery for the truck. Employee development, we do the beginning of the year and the end of the year student employee expenses come out of this account. We have about, throughout the year, about 130 to 40 student employees on payroll. We do a beginning of the year training with them and an end of the year event with them. Job searches. All the professional job search expenses are paid out of this account. And again, when you go in and you look at the specific expenses, you're going to see the expenses for running the job search for the assistant director of clubs and organizations. So it's like hotel, flights, the meals when they're on campus. Typically, for meals in the morning, the president of ASUN, for example, the assistant director of position for clubs and arts, the president and Lou took them to lunch. Then we'll get another colleague, like typically somebody out of the union that's going to work with them. And one of the employees here will take them to lunch. And then in the evening, I usually close it out, trying to assess what their perceptions are of the organization. We also have to pay all of the advertising. We have to advertise in at least four different sources. So you'll see those expenses, right? InsideHire.com, the Chronicle of Higher Education. Day-to-day operations, stuff like office supplies, posters, the phones, copiers, storage expenses, shredding expenses, paper, letterhead, business cards, all of that kind of stuff comes out of the Center for Student Engagement account. And then we have National Association memberships for the full-time faculty. These associations give us the resources and the expertise to do our jobs. Everything from advising student government to advising publications to running operations, to stuff like campus escort, which is actually pretty specialized in some areas. Travel, we also have funds set aside for travel, and that's for staff development and also to present data and findings of research. Clubs, student publications, and student government infrastructure. So accounting, definitely all the accounts payables and receivables, the credit cards, providing all the maintenance resources, the popcorn machine, paperwork, the guidance on travel, all the policies. So anytime anything breaks, it gets fixed and the Center for Student Engagement account is used. Anything that doesn't fall, like in any one specific account, generally gets paid through the Center for Student Engagement. And then all of this, the CLD stuff, all of the NASPA Leave Initiative stuff, the volunteer opportunities, the Silver Palm Award, and then any of the fixtures, refrigerators, freezers, computers, broken furniture, water monsters, iPads, printers. Actually, that's not true, the water monster goes out of the, I shouldn't have been in there. That actually works out of the Sun and Lights department. iPads, printers, the desk glass, it breaks, we gotta fix it. So I attached for you all the list of expenses, everything that's gone through this year. Did you go through that? Do you want to bring that up? if you start from the first page, you're going to see a lot of data, internet. All of that is everything that's required to keep the iPads going, to keep connections going within this facility. And then you see a whole section of like expenses for the assistant director of clubs and organizations, like all the hotel stuff. You go back to data and internet, office supplies, all of the telephone equipment. Believe it or not, we don't own that. We actually have to pay for it monthly. We have one cell phone, and that's actually used through the campus escort program. And you're going to see two expenses, and that's, look at it, it's two different dates. It's actually like $70 a month or something. All of the postage, if anybody sends out mail, no, I'm not going to sit there and charge, you know, $3 to an account. Again, all of that goes through the Center for Student Engagement. Let me see what else is here. During Pride Parade, there was tabling done, and they bought candy to have in a dish. There was travel. I did some traveling this summer for NASPA. But yeah, is there anything you all have questions about specifically about the expenses? You're rarely going to see anything that's out of the ordinary. I'll give you a great example when it happened yesterday. And I just want you to know that my staff is so cool. The student staff too. We walked in at 8 a.m. to open the safe and found out the safe was broken. Not a big deal except for the fact that all 52 credit cards are inside the safe. So imagine we've got clubs coming to the window. First thing we did was we called facilities, explained the situation. They were here in like literally 30 minutes, only to tell us, guess what, we can't fix this. You're going to have to get a private entity to come in. But in order to do that, we had to call McAfee Furniture to remove, because the desks are bolted to the wall. This is the wall that separates. McAfee's was here in 30 minutes, and of course they had to charge me $62, right, to do that. We finally get the safe guy in here, and he's like, we're going to have to go in and drill out. They literally had to drill through that much steel, five holes to be able to get to the one piece of the mechanism that was broken. That took till about 11:30. In the meanwhile, I've emailed Hannah saying, hey, I'm sorry, we got to get these people paid. We did tell the safe guy he wasn't going to get paid unless he opened the safe because of all the credit cards were in there. That's the kind of thing, you're going to see that expense hit. You're right, I don't normally bring safe guys in here to break into my own safe. So most of the stuff you're going to see, and you're going to be coming back to this account again to review it, but most of the stuff you're going to see is what you're seeing today.
Awesome. Is there any questions? All right, thank you.
Sure.
And then next up on the agenda, we have a review of the general revenues account. And Director Rodriguez, are you going to be doing this one as well?
Yes.
All right. I saw that on there, and I just
realized that. Okay, that doesn't matter because I need to. The spreadsheet that matters to you is actually in the. Hold on a second. But at least now you know what's going on in the capital account. Anyway, so there is. You're going to see a spreadsheet in there. There you go. That's the spreadsheet. This is a spreadsheet that tells you how much money has come into your account. Sorry, I don't have my glasses. I got it open up in my computer. I can't see it.
Do you want to use mine?
Yeah, let me see. Okay, so if you look at 2018-19, you're going to notice that you've had one big hit of fees coming in to the tune of $1,207,415.63. Sadly, look at the month of September. That is in red because that literally is money going out. By the way, that should have a negative in front of it. I have to adjust that. So you know how you all register for classes, and then 2 weeks into it, you decide, I'm going to drop a class. The money goes right back out of ASUN because the $5 per credit hour you're paying into ASUN goes back to the student. Please don't drop the classes. So that's why you see that in a negative number. If you look at the number that's in green all the way at the bottom, $2,515,000, that is the estimate of fees that you have on your official budget. So what's in red below tells you how much we're short right now. Hannah's going to cover this more when she goes into the budget review, but if you'll notice, the amount that's missing is actually more than half, right? So that's why we have to have this conversation about cutting the budget. But yeah, that's about all I can tell you about general revenues. That's all that's come in. Now, officially, I did follow the SAS. The statute tells me 4 times a year I have to transfer dollars out of the general revenues account into the actual accounts to cover what's been spent. The first end of quarter transfer happened this week. By statute, I have to send a memo to the Chair of Budget and Finance and to the President of the Association, showing them the status of the accounts, which ones are in the negative, and then showing them how much I'm going to transfer over to cover that negative. That memo actually just went out a couple of days ago. If you look in your box, the memo is there, so you're free to access that memo too as members of the Budget and Finance Committee. But that's about it.
Awesome. Is there any questions for Director Rodriguez on general revenues?
And I do think it's important later on that you look at the historical context of the general revenues, and Hannah's going to cover her decision making related to the request, and I think she's got the data to support it.
Awesome. Is there any questions? All right, Sandy, go ahead. Let's give Sandy another round of applause. From here, that sums up financial reviews. We'll move into agenda item 6B, legislation to approve a 3% ASUN budget reduction for fiscal year 2019. And I'm seeking a motion to favorably recommend Senate Bill 86, an act to make a 3% budget reduction, or a 3% reduction to the ASUN budget for fiscal year 2019. Senator
I move to favorably recommend Senate Bill 86, an act to make a 3% reduction to the ASUN budget for fiscal year 2019.
Is there a second? Senator Hudson?
Second.
All right. We'll now move to a presentation from President Jackson.
Thank you. And if you could, I have on that, I believe it's in the same folder as the financial review, but I do have a little presentation for certain changes and why they were made.
Right here?
Yeah, that's exactly it. All right, so I'll just walk you through some of the changes as we kind of touched upon, as Sandy touched upon in that general revenues spreadsheet. You can see that the enrollment numbers and credit hours are lower than originally projected. Also, there being a deficit in the Big and Small Festival account, which we know you all got to hear about a couple of weeks ago. And then there were some necessary changes that had to be made from the original budget having to do with the ASUN retreat, which is why a lot of these changes occurred. So first with the general revenues, you'll see that change marked there. For the Budget and Finance Committee, the special request line, that's usually just used for anything that comes out throughout the year that ASUN wants to sponsor. And that was cut completely by $1,000. And you can also see that the reserves have also fluctuated because of the changes in the budget. In the executive board account, I'll explain this a little bit. So in the original budget that was brought forward, there was an ASUN retreat host line item, but not an operating line item. So based off of the expenditures that were made at this ASUN retreat, we created an ASUN retreat operating line item. So for the years to come, that could just be put into the budget. For this Biggest Little Festival account, you all got to go more in depth with this with Assistant Director Thummel, but those changes were made just based off of ticket sales and expenditures.
for the elections account, voter initiatives was cut. Usually we use this to pay for software like TurboVote, the TurboVote software did not meet university standards for AV accessibility, which is why we didn't purchase it this year. Programming board, in order to help remedy the deficit in the Big Little Festival account, $25,000 was cut. In the ASUM Center for Student Engagement account, professional salaries have been cut by $30,000 due to certain vacancies in certain positions. Classified salaries have been increased for the accounting office due to taking on more responsibilities in the absence of the assistant director of accounting. Operating budget has been closed to a few different things. One, closing one of the storage units that we have, as well as saving almost $6,000 in copies with the implementation of DocuSign, which will allow the accounting office to send electronically signatures for signing off on different expenditures. In the leadership programs account, both development programs and the host and operating lines have been cut. And for sound and lights, we're not going to be offering the staging services for this year. There's been a few problems. The stage is almost 12 years old. It's in need of new stairs and other like replacement supports in order for it to be safe for the people that are putting it up to put it at, as well as it's not ADA accessible, so it doesn't have a ramp. There would be a lot of different expenditures that would have to be made in order to make it both safe and accessible. So that's why you'll see the cut in student wages and in the operating line of some things.
Thank you. We'll now move into discussion. And if there's any questions for President Jackson, Senator Vernon.
I think you may have missed, did you talk through campus escort and the reductions?
That one, I believe that wasn't, that one was highlighted, but it wasn't actually reduced. That was from the previous fiscal year.
Got it.
Because there was a reduction from fiscal year 18 to fiscal year 19, but so the highlighting is a mistake on my part.
Is there any further discussion or any questions for President Jackson or any further discussion on the legislation? All right, Senator Aziz.
So 3% budget reduction, so $75,000 for projected student fee decrease, and then are we also decreasing by another $37,000 for the Big Little Festival? So a total of 110-ish.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. The good news is, right, that Delana left, so I'm actually not hiring. I'm holding off on hiring that position all the way through probably February or March. So it would have been like 120 or 30, but because of that reduction, same thing with we haven't hired the marketing coordinator, the person that advises the student publications. So I purposefully asked Amy to hold off on that again to save up salary all the way July, August, September, October. So we're literally cutting out a fourth of that salary and the fringe benefits. So yeah, otherwise it would have been much
better. Is there any further questions or discussion on the legislation? All right, seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All in favor of favorably recommending Senate Bill 86, an act to make a 3% reduction to the ASUM budget for fiscal year 2018, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Objections? Abstentions, sorry. All right, seeing none. Bill is favorably recommended. And from here, we will move straight down into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8, adjournment. Adjournment's meeting at 10:30.